בריתי שלום. In the book of Rav Shalom Arush, the people want to be holy.
What's it in English?
Not
covenant
yet.
Covenant of peace.
Huh?
Covenant of peace.
Oh, okay.
Just go to JerusalemCast.com, click on Brizlo Shirim, and you'll get the podcast.
Tough. So here it's called Da'et HaOyev. We have to know our enemy. If you don't know the enemy, you cannot fight, right? It's very difficult to fight without knowing who's against you. Every war, ask any. Ooh, Yochanan. Every, what is it, warrior? People who fight wars, right? They always learn the enemy before. There's intelligence, right? There's all kinds. So we have also intelligence in the spiritual war against the Tuma. Okay? And a person, the first thing, you have to know your enemy. Alright? So we mentioned before that Avishur Bar Yochai brings down the Zohar, that the main Yetzer Hara that a person has, what do you call it? Bad inclination, you call it? A person has is the lust for immorality. Right? Immorality. And he brings down from Adam and Chava and the snake, and he goes on here explaining. Achareichen, the parashiyot habaot, afterwards, in the coming on portions of the Torah, shuv ashuv roim et ha'tava b'merkaz. Again and again, we see this lust in the center of all of the situations, like we had in this parasha. Kshavraham magia lemitzrayim, when Avraham Avinu reached Mitzrayim, went down to Egypt, and there was a famine, v'choshesh me'ha'tava shem shtufim ba, he is worried from the lust that the Egyptians or completely immersed in. ואז הוא מבקש משרה שתאמר שהיא אחותו. Then he asked Sarah to say that she's his sister, כדי שלא יארגו אותו בשביל לקחת אותה. So in order so they don't kill him, in order to take her, right? Because they were tzaddikim, they don't take married women. Only they kill the husband first, then they take the wife. So say that you're my sister, he asked her. ובאמת פרו לוקח אותה, and really פרו takes her. עד שהשם מכה אותו בנגעים, until השם, he gives him all kinds of plagues. And we know, the Medrash says, that how did it happen? He took Sarah, and then the Malach came at night, and every time Sarah says, hit him! He hits. Hit him! He hits. It's cool. והוא מבין את האותו. And then he understands his mistake, and he sends him away, וכו'. ואחרי כן, אותו סיפור חוזר עם אבימלך גרא. And afterwards, the same story repeats itself by אבימלך, the king of גרא, with רבקה and יצחק. I'm sorry. Before that even, אברהם and שרה, שגם מבואם לארצו, when they reached his land, אברהם מבקש משרה לומר שאחותו. אברהם requests from Sarah to say that she's his sister. ואבימלך לוקח אותו אליו, and again אבימלך takes her again. והשם מתגלה לה בחלום, השם reveals himself to him in a dream. הוא מזהיר אותו, and he warns him, ששרה יש את איש, don't touch her, she's a married woman. ואז אבימלך שואל את אברהם, then אבימלך asks אברהם, מה ראית לעשות כן? למה אמרת שיהיה אותך? Why do you do such a thing? Why do you tell me she's your sister? I thought she's not married. עונה לו אברהם, אברהם answers him, שהוא ראה שאין יראת השם במקום הזה. He saw that there's no fear of Hashem in this place, אבימלך's place. לכן פחד שיארגו אותו כדי לקחת את אשתו. Therefore he worried, he was afraid, that they're going to kill him again, like that he was worried before, to take his wife. כלומר, this means to say that אברהם ראה שהם כאלה צדיקים. אברהם saw that such great צדיקים, yeah, שחס וחלילה לא ילכו עם אשת איש, God forbid they'll go with a married woman. אלא מה יעשו? What are they going to do first? יארגו את הבעל, they'll kill the husband. And Mimela, Ikvaloti Sheti, right? Automatically, she won't be a married woman. And then they'll be able to be with her. Mamash, great tzaddikim. Unbelievable. Same story with Yitzchak Avinu, with his wife Rivka. Same story with Dina. And then Eshes Potiphar, right? With Yosef HaTzadik. ואחרי במדבר, what happened in the desert? שכל מה שעשו את העגל, all that they made, it says that, why did they make the calf, the golden calf? היה בשביל להתיר להם את העריות, to permit for them the עריות, the forbidden relationships, right? ואחרי כן פגמו עם בנות מדיין, afterwards they blemish with the daughters of Midian, like everyone knows, famous story. ובספר שופטים, right, the story with Pinchas that he killed the... And also ספר שופטים, what happened? I don't know, it's just ספר שופטים. You know ספר שופטים? After Yeshua, the second book of the prophets. מעשה שמשון, the story was שמשון הגיבור, שהלך אחר עיניו, he went after his eyes. Right, that's why he married Dalila. And that's why she cut his hair and the whole story there. He went, it says he went after his eyes. She was pretty, but he went after her. And also the מעשה המזעזע עם פילגש בגבעה, the horrible, horrible story with פילגש בגבעה. I'm not going to now go through this, but the whole story also there with שבט בנימין. וזו רק סקירה חלקית של ההיסטוריה של התאווה. And this is just a partially a just to see from above the history of this lust in our history, in our Jewish history. שאנחנו מביאים בקצרה, we're bringing here in short, רק כדי שכל אחד יחדיר לליבו ויפנים את זה, just in order that each and every one will put in his heart and internalize this well, שאותה תאווה לא התחילה מעכשיו, this lust not start from today, this generation, ולא מדורו של רבינו הקדוש, not from 200 years ago, the generation of רבינו הקדוש, ולא מדורו של רשב"י, not even 2000 years ago, the generation of רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, אלא כך מההתחלה. That's how it was from the beginning of Hashem created the world, the beginning of creation. ולאורך כל הזמן, along the all the ways. If you watch also the old movies and read the Shakespeare and all the garbage, you'll see also that's what the whole human thing is around, surrounding. ומה שרשב"י אמר שעיקר יצרה לתת אהבה, what רבי שמעון בר יוחאי said that the main יצרה a person has is that this lust, this taiva, זה לא רק בגלל שהוא צדיק קדוש ופרוש, שלכן הפריע לו שיש יצרה של התאווה, it's not because he was a very holy, holy man, רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, so it bothered him that this taiva exists. No. אלא זו האמת הברורה, this is the pure, clear truth. שאותה תאווה, this taiva, היא השורש של כל היצרה מאז ותמיד. It's the source and the root of every יצר הרע since. תותלה. אכן נודע הדבר. מה שקורה היום, what happens today in this generation, I just heard a couple speak, two guys speak. Let's store near my house. Just now. So he asked, the guy in the store asked the worker, he sees his cell phone, he has one of these fancy ones, I don't know what it's called.
I have a smartphone,
Galaxy, I have no idea.
PS4?
I don't know the difference it's even. Nah, it wasn't so big. It was something. So, what's the difference between this one and that one? He said, I don't know, they're basically the same, he said. So he told him, but which one breaks first, whatever. And I was thinking to myself, I don't know what the difference is. I know what's in common in both of them. In both, they can reach a lot of garbage. In both, they can reach a lot of garbage. That's for sure. What's in common with them? Anyway, this just generation. Today is the Kvar Amash HaSea. The sea is like the peak, the most. You see now the most. עד שאפשר להגיד על מה שקורה בעניין התגברות זאת התאווה בכל תעשייה לבינופה שסביב לו. You can say about what's happening regarding this lust, the immorality lust, overcoming the whole world, right? More than ever, the filth in the streets, right? Like we said, they sell a pencil, they put a naked lady next to it, right? They're selling a shoe, this. How's it? Sick. Not a little picture. Building size, right? 50 story high in Tel Aviv or anywhere else.
In reality, just selling sex.
Yeah.
People that are creating Coca-Cola, that little line on Coca-Cola.
I don't know.
On Coca-Cola cans and bottles, there's this line.
Yeah.
They designed that specifically for Tavim.
Yeah? It's like the design of a lady?
It's an Italian design.
Yeah, they also used to put cocaine in it.
They still do.
Really?
Yes.
It's good I don't drink it. Really? It's a fact?
Yes.
Yep.
And that's
bone isn't just for garbage. There's knowledge on it too.
It's true. There is knowledge on it. That's why I said you can reach a lot of garbage from it.
You know, there are cities that are as close to Sodom as Sodom and Gomorrah as we can get.
Okay, that's true. Right? Someone was here in the yeshiva. Shlomo, remember Shlomo, the chiropractor, Russian guy? He lives in California. He told me he went to California to visit family. He said he saw the weirdest thing. So what did you see? He saw a naked guy, 100% naked. He's just wearing socks and shoes and a briefcase.
What?
Yeah. There's a whole movement in California now that they let people walk around naked in the street.
That is nothing.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I'm saying in this generation.
Instead of having sex with women until you get married, they have sex with donkeys.
Yeah, all kinds
yes.
of. Yeah, it's all kinds of crazy, crazy things.
In Colombia, there's a small town that does that.
So when?
They have relations with monkeys.
Donkeys,
monkeys, whatever, it's all the same. Yeah, people, this generation is a.
When you have.
Anyways, let's go on. It Masha Amar Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, we could say about this. Well, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. We know now. We know why. We understand the main problem of the generation. Yeah. More than ever, you understand the main problem of the generation. More than ever. I'm skipping a little bit to the next paragraph. Mibriyat haolam ulelach kol hadorot, from the creation of the world and along all the generations, throughout all the generations, im kol hitaharut shel Yisrael lekol inyanei Torah u'mitzvah u'kedushot, with all the awakening of Am Yisrael, all the things, the matters of Torah and to do mitzvahs and holiness, kedusha, adayin lo yifnimu lo yivinu lo yifnimu le'omek, yet we did not understand and internalize the depth. עד כמה צריכים להתרכז בעבודה של ביטול אותה תאווה? How much we need to focus on working on nullifying this lust. שזה, ורק זה עיקר היצר הרע. That this and only this is the main יצר הרע that a person has. And Rabbeinu, when you look at the Likutei Moran, everything is connected to this. Everything. Rabbeinu calls this the new רע כולל. The bad that includes all bad. And he explains how each thing... Food, money, akol, kavod, holiness, everything is in it. Okay, v'zei kara avoda. That's the main work of a person in this world. Ve'al zeh tzrichim latet et kol hakochot. And on this, a person needs to put all of his power. Levatel et zeh legamre, to nullify it completely. Lo nistapek b'liot akshirim enoniim. Not nistapek, it's like the... I say that to have enough to be to have enough by being a kosher Jew. I'm okay. I'm fine. It's good. It's good to be fine, but be more than that. Why did you come here? Why did you come to this world? Ela lishof ve'la'asat hakol kedei liot nekiim legamre legamre midot ha'tava. Right? To yearn and to do everything in our power, and the only thing in our power in our hands is to pray. Right? In order to be clean, completely from this taiva, v'liyot doshim la'Hashem Elokeinu be'emet, and to be really holy to Hashem. Kmo shekatuv, like it says, kedoshim tiyu, kedosh ani. The Torah commands us, you should be holy. Right? Because I am holy. Hashem wants to be like Him. And Rashi says over there, what does that mean, be holy? Wherever I find a gader, a fence, for arayot, for the immorality, right? That's where kedusha is, on the other side of that fence, right? For example, I'll give you just an example. People ask Allah a question: can I make a wedding, mixed seating, separate dancing? Shulchan Aruch, if you look, it's fine. You're allowed to say mixed seating. You're not allowed to look at the woman, okay? So don't look. Sit and look in your plate. Halacha is right, right? But dusha is not. What is dusha? Even though halachically it's okay to be holy, to be more than that. No, I want to put a mechitza, a division between the whole wall, and on the women on one side, the men on the other side. What's the big deal? I want to cause people now to come into that. I don't feel comfortable now sitting like this, you know. Veshamati b'shem Rav Levi Yitzchak in Berditchev, that's a car. I heard the name of Rav Levi Yitzchak in Berditchev. Sanegoram shel Yisrael. How do you say the Sanegor? Like the advocate of Am Yisrael. Defender of Am Yisrael. Always spoke good about Jews. A lot of stories. You know the famous story with Rav Levi Yitzchak in Berditchev, if you already mentioned his name. You can even say, just say, Rav Levi Yitzchak ben Saul Sasha, the son of Saul Sasha, you already have a Yeshua. Rav Levi Yitzchak ben Saul Sasha. There's a famous story that one morning, they were waking up for Slichas at Elul. For Slichas, I think so. And everyone's waiting for the Rebbe to come to the city, to come to Shul, to Davin. They're waiting, he's not coming. So they went to look for him to see him. There was a house at the end of the town. It was like a bar. People were drinking there and everything. They're getting drunk and just sleeping there. So he goes there with some food and stuff. And he wakes up a goy. Tells him, want to eat? Yeah, I want to eat. He gets up, he drinks something, he eats something. Another goy. Then he goes over to a Jew who's also sleeping there, all drunk and all. That's all right. He wakes him up. Come eat. I have some food for you. To eat without washing my hands. So then he turns to Hashem and says, you see how holy your children are. They drink, they're garbage, everything. But he won't eat without washing his hands. Okay. That's a lot of stories of Rav Yitzchak. Anyway, the Rav Yitzchak said about this pasuk, Doshim tiyu gadosh ani. You should be holy because I am holy. Aderach HaMashal, he brought a Mashal, a parallel. Mi she'aviv socher gadol ve'otze v'asmo yischor. Yesh lo gam chazak. Someone wants to be a big merchant. Okay. And he wants himself, yeah? He wants now to go on his own, to become a merchant, right? But his father is also a big merchant. So he's good. Why? He has a good back. If something happens, right? And also, he has a ashray. How do you say ashray? He has credit by his father. He could take a, right? Whatever his father's selling, wood or whatever. He could sell with it and everything. Then pays back the father. Yeah. So, right? For sure, he has more chance to succeed. Masha'en ken, mi she'en lo aba socher. Right? It's not the same thing. Someone that doesn't have a father which is a merchant. It's much more difficult to go into business and succeed. You have to grow from small, right? Buy a few things, not take a big loan because you might fall. Then buy a bigger store and rent a bigger place, and slowly you grow. Because he doesn't have credit by anyone, he doesn't have it, so he has to build very slow. So what's the parallel? Anim shalu, shekach omer lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us also the same thing. Anachu yecholim liot doshim. We could be holy. It's much easier for us. Why? Because our father's holy. We have a good back. Right? Therefore, this pasuk says, be holy because I'm holy. What do I do with you? Be holy. What, you tell us, put on tefillin because I put on tefillin. Keep Shabbos because I keep Shabbos? No. Be holy because I'm holy. Why? It's easier for you to be holy now. Why? Because I'm holy. I'm your father. You have a good back.
Backup.
A big backup. Right? Therefore, lemaaseh havtacha v'chizuk l'avodah shel kedusha. Right? So this pasuk is a promise in strengthening us and working on the kedusha. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mavtiach lanu, Kadosh Baruch Hu promises us, umargia otanu, he calms us down. Shim nirtze, if a person will just want, bekalut nir kedoshim, and very easily a person will be kadosh, will be holy. Lama? Ki kadosh ani. Why is that? Because I'm holy, I'm your father. Okay. Now there's another yetzerah which is called yetzerah bilbulim. You heard of him? Yetzerah is the bad inclination. There's also Yetzer habibulim. It's called confusions. People live, they have confusions all the time. All the time we have confusion. Even when you're already on the right path, you're not sure. And there's somebody you go over here, you do this. People meet 200 girls until they get married. They don't know, they're not sure. Right, Ezra?
I know somebody, he's got over 100 girls.
100 is still good, it's not so much.
Okay, now I only want to see a picture. I'm too tired, I don't want to meet him. I want to see a picture, not again. See, that's why he's not married, because he wants to see a picture.
Exactly. Better off with the resume and the picture. At least I'll know who it is.
And he's Brazilian, he does this, what he did, he gets a nice...
Give him this book. Yeah, give him this book. Briti Shalom. Do you speak Hebrew?
Yeah, sure.
Let's give him the one for single boys, single men.
You know something? I think it would really, really help.
The book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
I didn't get married until I was 36.
The first time?
Yeah.
Wow. And you, Ezra, don't say anything. you think 36 is old? I know some people got married. What?
I tried to get married several times.
Yeah, sure.
On this subject, for you guys, I have a friend who's too shy to go on dates. What do you tell someone like that? He's a good person. Too shy, he's afraid.
Yeah, exactly.
You read the books, but it's nervous. Makes the person nervous.
Yeah. Just to work on his.
He's convening a bit and then marry him.
Okay.
You guys that know him really well, I'll pick a girl.
Yeah,
I think I read the blue book.
The other thing
blue
is.
Blue book. What's the blue book? The Garden of Wisdom.
Oh, yeah, I think he's read that one.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people have done that just to be. Lift up your self-esteem.
The Garden of Wisdom is momish incredible. I highly recommend it. And also, the other thing I would recommend is have him look in a shul that he likes.
So, we have to know and understand very well. Shatava kasha, this difficult lust that we're talking about in this book, he ikar yetzara. This is the main yetzara. Velachen ze davar ikari shitzichim itgaber alav. Therefore, this is the main thing that a person has to overcome. Kol echad tzarich ladad et ze. Each one has to know this. Da et ha'oyev. Know your enemy. Adam shelo muda la'oyev. A man which is not muda, is not aware to his enemy, שלא יודע מי האויב העיקרי שלו, that he doesn't know who's his main enemy, התבוסה שלו מובטחת מראש, his loss, is for sure. Promise, we promise you you're going to lose. וזה מה שקורה למעשה עם כולם. That's what happens to everyone. שכולם נלחמים עם כל מיני יצרים רעים שיש להם. People are fighting with all kinds of bad yetzer that they have in them. They want money, they want kavod, they want food. It's all true. A person has to work on this. Right, the bad midos, the kfirot, they have against Hashem in their head, all kinds of thoughts, ta'avot shonot, all kinds of lust, all kinds of desires, he sleeps too much, he eats too much, he does too much, speaks Lashon Hara, but people don't understand what's the shoresh. If you go to the root of the problem, you cut out the tree down from the bottom, you're good. Right, if you go up just here and here, it's still going. Yeah?
What is the root?
The root?
How do you find what the root is?
Rav Ahu just teaching us what the root is. The root is the lust. Lust for immorality, you call it?
Forbidden relationship.
Immorality in general. Yeah. That's the main problem.
But
that's
if someone's not engaged, you're not pursuing those things. And
no, but it's not only by action.
It's inside your head.
Yeah, it's a person walks in the street, looks at everyone who walks by. Understand? Walks in the street, looks at every woman. Yeah. What happened?
There's a difference between intent and looking at someone who looks away.
Right. A woman passed and he's not looking. Okay, fine. But there's a lot of times the people, they...
Yeah.
Right. Right. Even couples, married couples walking the street and the husband's staring at every woman's walking. They say, no, it's horrible. It's horrible, and no one could say he's clean from this. We're men, after all.
If you're looking at your kids all different, so you're just walking, people are walking.
Like, right, you're not realizing, you're not focusing on whatever you are. Yeah, a person's supposed to be, his head, that's the one thing. If your head is always working on good things, so you don't realize what's going on. And besides, a person should not look in general. Even holy, holy people like Avawush, which he told us, I don't know, man, woman, doesn't make a difference to me. Right? And people can work on that and get to that level. Right? He doesn't look at women still. Why? You're not supposed to look at women, period. You're supposed to look at women, even if you have no desires. You have your wife, you could look at your wife. And your mother and your sister and your grandma. Okay?
Well,
it's a funny way. Because not yours. So, a person, why is he looking? Why does a person look? He wants something which is not his. It's one of the things. A person wants something which is not his. You have yours. You have what yours is one. So, why do you want that? It's like looking at someone, you look at his car, his house, it has this, I want this, I want this. People go, it's called the window shopping. Right? They go and I want this, I want this. Person, a man doesn't have money, goes to walk with his wife. When I'll be rich, I'll get you this. When I'll be rich, I'll get you this. That's okay. I'm saying, people, they go and they... We go and a lot of times we... Everything we look at, person wants. He wants to confiscate. He wants to guard himself. The eyes is everything that's in your brain is through your eyes. The eyes. We learned this in the beginning of the book. Yeah, we'll learn also more. A lot more. There's a whole paragraph about this. Right? It's not only not looking at women. It's also women they have a problem, right? They, for women, for example, a lot of times they're looking in the stores and looking at what their friend has and looking at this and looking at that.
Women have a harder time looking at women than men.
Yeah, they have. For other reasons.
Look what she's wearing.
Exactly. Yeah. Shmirat Ha'inayim, also for women.
Women have a harder time.
But they look at other
things.
Yeah. That's just a reflection of the husband, though. Nothing to do.
I see we're here in the earlier class.
Right. It's right?
Yes, it's right.
It's not that.
Yeah, 100%. I could say now, married for almost 10 years, I could say that. 100% is right. So, a few more minutes? Not really. Just get the. Okay, I'm sorry. Tomorrow's Hashem. I'll be here at 1:45. We'll learn halacha, and it's 2:25.